College students across Illinois are back in class for the second semester. The fall term was a rocky adjustment back to in-person learning for many of them. As the pandemic and its long-term impact continues, students say they're struggling to find their footing and the normal college life they've been craving. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka is here to tell us more. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Mary.
So what are you hearing from college students and their professors?
So I received this email last fall from a professor at the College of DuPage in the western suburbs, and this professor said that in more than a decade of teaching, he's never seen students struggle academically to this extent in terms of missing assignments, students dropping his classes, and students just not reaching out for help. And I'm hearing the same thing from students at the University of Illinois at Chicago, the College of DuPage, and City Colleges of Chicago. Missed assignments, they're having a hard time keeping up, having a hard time connecting socially and balancing work and school. In short, many of them have just struggled to adjust to in-person learning again. And although some students are fine, there are many others, especially at community colleges, where students just have more online classes and they face more financial pressures. They're the ones facing the biggest challenges at the moment.
What do these students say that they're struggling with?
Some students are feeling extremely depleted, and here's how Lauren Yost, a first year at the College of DuPage, described it.
We're all just kind of mentally drained with all the bad things that are going on with, like, you know, climate change, the pandemic, everything else, and it's just like there's so much bad, and we're trying to do good and figuring out what we want to do with our lives.
There are also other students who talk about how their personalities have changed during the pandemic. I spoke to a student at the College of DuPage who told me that before the pandemic started, she used to be a go-getter. In class, she was great at communicating with other people and asking questions. And now she doesn't feel like the same person anymore. And she says it's harder for her to actively seek help now when she really feels like she needs it. So it's a combination of all of these things, which has just made it harder for professors to throw a lifeline to students when they need it.
So we know the pandemic is a factor, but what do students say is different this year?
Balancing work and school is harder than it's ever been. I mean, students have always had jobs, but there's a whole new set of challenges as they shift back to in-person, especially as they hold on to the long work hours they took on while they were online. They no longer have the free time that they had early on in the pandemic, but for some, cutting back those hours is not a choice.
And is there data that can help us fill out this picture?
Enrollment data shows many are reconsidering college. The pandemic has brought about historic declines, and nationwide community colleges have been hit the hardest, with enrollment dropping by 13% since 2019. And students are just questioning the value of their degrees at the moment, and they're uncertain about the future. The sociology professor from DuPage, Robert Moorhead, who reached out to me last fall, he says he's alarmed by what he's seeing.
As a far greater number of students fail their classes, how many of them are going to stop attending? And the longer that, you know, they're out of school, the less likely they are to go back. And are we going to end up with a cohort of young people with no college degree?
We won't have the answer to that question for a while, but what's clear is that the pandemic has had a profound impact on students, and we have no idea how long it will take for the fog to clear.
That's WBEZ's Anna Savchenka. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Mary.